Olympian Games. "I must ask, dear father," said Athena to Zeus, "when your plan will come fully into being."
My plan? What plan?
"Your plan for all humanity to be ruled by none but tyrants, criminals, and fools. Your plan to ensure that justice is banished from the earthly realm. Your plan to usher in an age without treaties, promises, honour, or law. That plan." A plan that finally has come into being in every detail, it would seem, in our age.
"Eh?" Zeus looked around the other gods in puzzlement. "I don't have such a plan, do I?"
They shrugged and shook their heads. Athena was having one of her rhetorical moments. Might as well get it over with. "Because if one of the best, wisest, and most just mortals walking the earth at this time is to be cruelly imprisoned for years and years, then what can justice and honour mean?"
"What can anything mean?" Athena cried. "Let rivers stand still in their course. Let fruit fall upwards from trees. Let fire chill the bones and air be hard as stone. Let the very..."
Zeus groaned.
"Odysseus, this is all about that damned Odysseus again."
"Damned is right, father. The man has been held captive by an immortal for 7 years. Damned for sure. To a mortal, 7 years can be an unendurably long time. 7 years entirely alone. Damned indeed. No ship, no shipmates. Just Calypso, weaving a prison for him with her perverted magic. Damned, damned, and double damned. Meanwhile, in far Ithaca, evil men are plotting mischief against his house. His son Telemachus, a noble youth who has done no harm to man or god, has spent nearly a year travelling abroad for news of his father. How those evil men would love to see that boy dead, and Penelope forced into matrimony. And for what great trespass is Odysseus to be damned? Why, for the sin of wanting to be home. For the monstrous crime of having the wit and imagination to find a way to end that terrible 10-year war. Damned for the transgression...
But just a moment. Wasn't it you who begged me in the first place to send a storm to confound Odysseus and the other Greeks returning home?
Oh, for heaven's sake, father, that was 10 years ago, which, must I repeat, is a very long time for...
Very well! Very well, very well! Let it be known that Odysseus is to be allowed home with all possible speed and ease. Hermes, go down and inform Calypso of my will. The son of Laertes is to leave her island forthwith. No divine hindrance, but no divine aid for him, either. She is to fashion him a simple vessel of some kind. Well, what are you waiting for?
Hermes slipped on his golden sandals, raised his staff, tipped his low-brimmed helmet, and was gone. Zeus turned to Athena.
As for the boy Telemachus, you have already visited him as mentees and guided him as mentor. You can protect him again if it pleases you. Now, Ganymede, a draught of nectar. Hebe, a cooling cloth to my brow. Apollo, music. Athena.
Yes, dear papa.
Athena, you can leave me.